Blog Talk.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You're listening.
You're listening to Big Talk with Big Radio, and this is Thomas Abdul Salam, your host for this evening. And we have Tara C. Hodges, CEO of Global Strategies Consulting Incorporated, based out of Atlanta, who is our guest here today. We want to, first of all, remind you that you can also go to thinkbigradio.com. You can learn more about your host and the guests that's coming on here tonight and other guests that have been on in the past. We also ask that you also visit thinkbigradio.ning.com. We have a social network there that you can also come and also join and ask questions and also interact with our past guests and see their bios and so forth. Again, tonight we have Tara on the line, and we're going to talk about operating and surviving and hopefully being successful in this tough economy. Tara, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing well, and yourself?
I am doing great.
Now, awesome. Well, thank you so very much for having me.
Oh, we thank you very much for getting the time to come out and join us here and to offer things to our Big Think listeners here. What we want to do, though, is first of all, tell people again, she's out of Atlanta. She's in the marketing strategy business, and she has international clients from the entertainment world, religious world, and corporate arena. Tara is armed with knowledge and experience to inform you of the savvy marketing strategies which can be used to grow your business immediately. And she can also be viewed at myspace.com/Tara. And then her, middle name is Carissa. You can go to MySpace, and you can also view her there and get some new information. But, Tara, why don't you give us a small introduction of yourself?
Sure. Well, thanks again for having me. Essentially, I got started in marketing in 2006. I graduated from Florida A&M in 2005 with my degree in broadcast journalism and public relations. I knew coming out of college that I wanted to use my journalism and public relations degree. However, I did not want to use it in the traditional sense of being on air the 5 o'clock news. However, with me understanding how powerful media is, I definitely saw a relationship between media, public relations, and marketing. And since 2006, much like my bio reads, I've been working with clients throughout the entertainment arena, certainly the religious arena, and also the corporate arena in helping them advance their ideals and their goals via marketing.
Okay. So now your clients would normally come to you because you're saying business strategy, but is it more image strategies or intricate people strategies? What direction would you apply your strategies?
Well, we, apply strategies all the way around. You know, once a client comes to me, they basically tell me where they want to go. And I take a thorough look at where they are and how they can get to where they want to go. For instance, Dr. LaJoyce Brookshire has been my client since 2006. She's the author of Soul Food, which we all know was a huge novel, which turned into a movie starring Vanessa L. Williams. Well, you know, considering her background, she was very well versed in her imagery as it relates to her personal image. However, wanting to break into more of the public speaking arena, I came on board to begin helping to solidify speaking engagements and ministries throughout the greater Atlanta area. However, when you begin to talk about clients for me, such as Alicia Thomas Morgan here in Atlanta, who's a Georgia State representative, I begin actually putting conferences for her together. one of the conferences that I helped to put together for her and her church, Destiny World Church in Atlanta, Georgia, was the 2007 Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Forum, which we held here and hosted clergy from throughout Atlanta, also police stations, and various authorities on the topic of child abuse. So for each client, it definitely is different, but we certainly are equipped to work with clients, you know, whether they want to improve their personal image or if they want to look at it more from a corporate standpoint as it relates to their actual business.
Okay. So what about, let's say, the smaller businesses, the strategies that, you know, particularly in this market, clearly everybody's kind of treading water. Some businesses
sure.
are doing better than others. But
yes.
as a small business, I want to increase my revenue. I
mm-hmm.
want to increase a bit my visibility in the community. So how would one, first of all, I'm speaking as if I'm a business person. I never used someone of you. So how would I first initially, what do I need to know or put together before I come to see you?
Actually, nothing at all. A great example is one of my clients here in Atlanta, which is actually a restaurant owner. I was actually out handling some marketing initiatives for one of my other clients who's a doctor here in Atlanta, and she saw me out in the community speaking on behalf of the doctor and approached me from there. So actually, you don't have to have anything together. That's what I specialize in. I actually specialize in just speaking with you to figure out, do I need to put together a press kit? Do I need to get you on the radio? Do I need to get you speaking engagements? Do I need to help you develop brochures, flyers? What do I need to do to help make your business work? Certainly in this type of tough economy, marketing can make the difference between your business surviving and your business thriving. You know, people definitely are still utilizing services, whether it's the hair salon, the doctor's office, the restaurant, whatever it may be. However, because of the economic situation we are all in, people are just a little bit more discriminate about where they choose to spend their money. So for a small business, you want to make sure that you're getting the message out there to your target audience by any means, that you are still in business and you can definitely handle exactly what they're looking for and what they need from you at a reasonable price.
Okay. So basically, I just need to be able to contact you and be able to set up a meeting and sit down and begin to have the conversation.
Exactly. And tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. You know, I tell people that, you know, a lot of time can be saved if you just sit down and write out, okay, what do I want? And you know, it's kind of like going to the beautician. You kind of pop up at the salon and you have to give your beautician an idea of where you want to go. You might take in a picture and say, hey, I like Beyonce's hair color. And that might not work for you, but at least you're giving your stylist a reference point. So it is with what I do. You can say, hey, I love how I'm seeing this particular business in the media. What can I do that fits into my budget that can get me the same or similar results? And then that's when I begin to do a diagnostics on your business, who you are, what works for you, what your budget is to get you the results that you're looking for.
Okay. Well, maybe going back and going to the diagnostic, and then is it so what areas of my business? I know you said you wanted to know me. I'm assuming you want to get some personal information or why am I in business or so forth. But so then generally, in some general term, maybe some of the top five questions in this diagnostic, what would I be expecting to be prepared to answer?
Tell me where you see your business in 5 years. Oftentimes, if you are not sure about where you want to see yourself in 5 years, you really can't work with the marketing person to help you develop where you want to go. It's critical that you have an idea of where you want to go because there are so many different marketing strategies out there. There's so many different ways you can market who you are, but knowing where you want to go will definitely help point myself in the right direction as it relates to developing a program and a plan for you. So definitely knowing where you want to go in the next 5 years as it relates to your business. And number two, who is your target audience? You know, for a lot of my corporate clients, their target audience might be other companies. For my small businesses, however, their target audience might be the neighborhood patrons, you know, who come in and out of their stores or their practices, whatever have you. So those are the top two things you definitely want to be able to address. Okay, where do I see myself in 5 years? Who is my target audience?
Okay. So would, if I don't have a business plan, would that be important or not important, or do we?
Well, honestly, I hope if you're in business, you have a business plan. That's key in securing money from the bank to fund your vision. But as it relates to a marketing plan, you know, that's something you definitely want to have in place before you launch your business, because your marketing plan is how you intend on marketing your services to attract people who will spend money with your organization or your business. However, if you don't have one mapped out, you just kind of just jumped out there and you're walking by faith, that's okay too, but definitely getting with someone like myself or someone else who you know who can definitely offer some great strategic marketing plans, that's key, because you have to know how am I going to market who I am and what I do to the people who can help bring in the resources for me to continue to offer these services.
Okay. So marketing, advertisement, the same, different? What are we looking at?
Actually, they go hand in hand. Once you put together a marketing plan, then you can begin to identify where you want to advertise. For instance, if I'm working with the Essence Festival, well, we know that their target audience is generally the African-American community, anywhere between the ages of 18 to 45. So then you want to begin looking at publications, obviously, that's geared towards that same age group. You know, maybe I wouldn't take out an ad in a Fortune 500 magazine if I'm marketing the Essence Festival. So you really want to take a look at your marketing plan, and that's what's going to drive your advertising commitments and where you choose to spend your advertisement dollars.
Okay, okay. So then from there, after I, again, we're talking now, you know, I kind of told you where I want to be in 5 years. Here's generally my audience that I'm shooting for. My dollars are shrinking. I have small dollars. How do we go from there?
How do we go from there? You know, that's a great question. I meet with clients on a day-to-day basis that, you know, they ask me the exact same thing. And actually, you know, we can work with what you have. And when I say we, any marketing professional can definitely look at what you're working with and make your plan work from there. Because the whole objective of a marketing initiative or a marketing project is to definitely increase your bottom line. So I would definitely say, you know, begin to put in marketing initiatives that make sense with what you have. There are so many free community papers that are out there that can be such a huge asset to any small business. So if you're working with a tiny budget, or even if you're working with a huge budget, but you still want to be very discriminate about where you spend your dollars, I would definitely say reach out to your community papers and your community news stations that they're literally begging for advertisers to come on board just so that they can have content. So, you know, I would definitely say begin to, you know, do some guerrilla marketing, so to speak, and find out who needs to have programming or who needs to have additional information in their you know, newspaper, their weekly newspaper. As we all know that the newspaper industry is hurting right now. And with a lot of small town papers, a lot of community papers, whereas maybe, you know, a year ago they would have charged you, you know, X amount of dollars for an advertisement piece, what we're seeing the trend now is that a lot of newspapers are actually willing to work with you and negotiate, because some money is better than no money. So it's definitely putting yourself in a position where you can do guerrilla marketing. You're not shy. You know, the most successful people are people who are not shy. They can get out there and say, hey, this is what I have. This is what I'm working with. And I tell people, you know, the difference in being shy and being bold, you know, could mean the difference between you being in business a year from now and you being out of business a year from now. So definitely, you know, put on your boldness, put on your confidence, walk out of your door, and know that you're out there to negotiate not just for a marketing plan or not just for an advertisement piece for that week, but this could definitely mean the difference between if you are the business that's still in business this time next year or out of business.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. I definitely agree there. So now that we're moving forward, we decide that, okay, there's a market, there's an audience, I know where I want to go, and then again, assume that I do have a business plan, maybe weak, but I have a business plan. I'm trying now to I got a couple of dollars that I think I can put together here. Being bold. Now, would that mean me looking at, I guess, you mentioned print, but cable, television, flyers? What would be, you know, some, I guess, some bold things that a person could do to get their message out?
Definitely flyers. You know, flyers are already always a very resourceful and economical way of getting the word out. So you hit the nail on the head when you reference flyers. When you begin to talk about cable, TV can be expensive. However, you know, with a lot of throughout a lot of cities, you have a lot of cable access channels, and again, they're willing to negotiate. They're willing to work with you. Also, working with other blog talk radios, much like the service that we're using tonight, that's another great way to reach a market. You know, just getting out there and making sure that you're getting the word out. And then when you begin to look at social networks like Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, LinkedIn, Zoom Info, these are free social media networks that can definitely get you connected to people that are happy to hear about your service and happy to even utilize your services. You know, a lot of times people don't use services because they don't know about them. So, again, utilizing everything that you have possible, whether it's free, whether it's something you had to pay a few dollars for, that, again, can definitely make the difference between your business being in business versus your business being out of business, because people have to know that you're in business, that you have services that you can provide, and that they can definitely patronize your business for.
Okay. Now, again, you mentioned the social network thing, but you know, the pros and cons of a website. I'm a brick-and-mortar business. Let's stick with, I guess, the restaurant thing. I'm there. I don't have a website, or maybe I had one at one time, didn't really know how to manage it, wasn't getting a lot from it. How can I use a website today to thrust my business forward to keep me in business?
Wow, you know, that's a great question. I meet so many clients who, they don't have a website. And in this day and age, you know, especially with some businesses that strictly thrive off of the internet, you know, there are a lot of businesses that are thriving. They don't have, a physical place for clients to come in because, you know, their main spot is the internet. So with that being in mind, whether you have a physical location or not, a website is key. It's your calling card. It's what people are looking for. You know, there are millions of people, before they even stop into your business, they will go online and Google your name. They will Google your business name to see, okay, what can I find out about this person, this organization, or this business? And a lot of times, if you don't have a website, that comes off as maybe your business not being up to par, it's not being modern, and it definitely does not help to legitimize your business under any circumstances. So, you know, at all costs, I would say definitely look into a website. A lot of people shy away from websites because they think that websites are expensive. But to the contrary, there are so many different businesses and services that will offer to build websites for you. And there are even tutorials on how to build your own website that, you know, not having a website in this day and time is almost unheard of. So definitely having a website, that has to become a part of your business identity when you talk about branding, when you talk about imaging, and when you talk about sending a message to your clients and even your potential clients that you are legitimate and that you're in business to stay. Websites are huge. I cannot stress the importance of having a website. And even if you don't have a website, you know, yet, even relying on a MySpace profile, that's huge. When you begin to look at, when you begin to look at studies that say 95% of employers now Google the potential people that they are about to hire. They go to their MySpace pages just to see, okay, what is their online reputation? That's huge, and that's saying a lot. If a company would not invest into you as an employee without understanding what your online reputation is, you need to understand that there are a lot of potential customers that will not be willing to invest in you without first understanding your online reputation. So, you know, I cannot stress how important websites are. They're definitely key for any success for any business.
Okay. Now, and I definitely agree. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of people do not have websites. But there's another entity that's getting a lot of play when it comes to business, and that's Twitter. How do I use Twitter to help my business?
Huge. You can definitely go on there and, you know, actually I have a Twitter page, and, you know, it's amazing because a lot of professional contacts that I've had, I've met them through that very site. And it's amazing. You go on, you set up your profile. It's absolutely free of charge. And you begin to build your network from there. You know, if you've heard of someone who's in your industry that's also doing well, 9 times out of 10, if you do a search for them on that particular site, their page will come up. You can become a follower of them and keep up with what they're doing, keep up with what they're saying, and then you begin to grow your network from there. You know, a lot of people shy away from social networks such as Twitter, but it's huge. You know, when you think that Twitter is connecting you to people you may never meet face-to-face, that's huge. When I consider my LinkedIn profiles, my Twitter pages, my MySpace profiles, I have done business with people that, Thomas, I've never met. So it's huge. You meet people, you do business with people that you may never meet. So, again, the power of social networking is huge. You cannot speak any more emphatically about the power of just, you know, just how brilliant the Internet really is and how important it is to any business in this day and age.
Yeah, and I think one of the things is that, is, you know, people you don't meet, but there's a way to build up trust on the Internet.
Yep.
And I think that may, you know, again, and maybe I'm going to throw the ball over to you, but talk about how important trust is in the marketing arena. I mean, what is not necessarily selling, you know, a product or a service, but doesn't trust come into play here?
Oh, trust is huge. You know, with marketing is an intangible service. And what that means is that, you know, there's nothing that I can send you in the mail, so to speak. You know, you pick up your JCPenney catalog and you order a shirt, and 3 days your shirt is there at your door. With marketing is most successful when you begin to implement marketing initiatives and then you see how they begin impacting your business over a period of time. So trust is huge because you're trusting that the marketing professional that you're utilizing, that their services will give you a return on your investment in time. So, again, you know, your online reputation is huge. Your online reputation is definitely a place where you want your potential customers to be able to go on and read testimonials of other clients. Thomas, I share with you that my website actually launches July 1st, and that's Tara, T-E-R-A, Carissa, C-A-R-I-S-S-A.com. And on my website, I'm also going to have testimonials of clients like Dr. LaJoyce Brookshire, like Cece Michaela from UPN's Girlfriends, who can testify to the services that they've been able to utilize through me and just how well it's worked for their conferences, it's worked for their books, it's worked for their speaking engagements, etc. Because that will send a loud and clear message to other people who are searching for my online reputation to say, okay, is she who she really says that she is? Can she produce what she says that she can produce? So, you know, definitely guarding your online reputation, you know, that's huge for any marketing professional. And I would highly recommend that to any potential client for any marketing business. If you're thinking about utilizing a particular a marketing professional, a particular marketing firm, go out there and see what other clients, other past clients, have to say about that marketing firm. And don't be afraid to pick up the phone and say, hey, I'm online. I see that you've used so-and-so services. Tell me how it worked for you. Tell me what you would have done different, because that's definitely going to help build the trust factor and keep it moving from there.
Okay. Well, one of the, you know, I say the trust, because just like yourself, a lot of people are in service businesses. So what are some of the strategies for building trust, recognition, moving yourself up the ladder so that people say, hey, when I got 2 or 3 websites I'm bouncing between, then I'm going to click on Tara, so to speak. I'm going to click Tara because I'm feeling something from her. How do I build trust on the Internet? What are some of the strategies?
I would definitely say aligning yourself with professionals that already have a great name. You know, when you hear me talk about my clients, you know, one of the things that people will notice on my website and also on my MySpace pages and any other public profile that I'm on is I make a very bold statement. And I say, clients don't choose me, I choose them. And, you know, Thomas, I stand by that. I stand by that because oftentimes people want to know who are you associated with that are already trust. It's why, you know, when conferences or they're trying to market their conferences to the mass to a mass audience, you know, they try and align themselves with brands that as a whole we already trust, like the McDonald's of the world, the Coca-Cola's of the world, because these are brands that have spent years building in a trust factor. So when you're just getting started in business, you need to align yourself with a name that people already trust. That's number one. Number two, you need to make sure that you are a man and a woman of your word. You know, on my Twitter page, which is also twitter.com/TaraCarissa, you know, I always update my page with a power statement that I think will really bless businesses. And most recently, I updated my page and I said, integrity is to a business what a proper foundation is to a building. What that simply means is that if a building is going to stand, its foundation has to be right. Well, so it is with the business. Your integrity is you showing up to do what you said you were going to do when you said you were going to do it. If your appointment with a potential client is Thursday at 10 a.m., come hell or high water, you need to be there Thursday at 9:45 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you begin to build your reputation because, you know, the old saying is true. If you treat a customer right, one person will hear about it because they will tell one other person how great of a job you did. But if you don't follow through and deliver on your word, get ready for seven people to hear about how horrible of a job that you did. So, you know, oftentimes your reputation will precede you. So how do you begin to build trust? You value your customers from day one. You value customer number one who's only spending $5 as much as you would value customer number 10,000 who's spending $50,000. Because you know what? You'll never get to that 10,000 customer if you don't treat customer one through 9,099 the right way.
Okay. They're very excellent. Very excellent. They're well represented. So let me ask this question now. Do you contribute any online articles to any particular location? Where might we, and I know your website is coming up soon, but are there other ways, and I mean, I'm more asking this in a strategy way, and I'm talking directly about you, but like I'm online, I'm trying to, again, I got this kind of soft product, like you say. So is there places to submit online articles, or there something else or besides the network, the social networks that could help me build trust? Promote my business?
Definitely. When you begin to look at websites like Associated Content, you look at pretty much any website that powers free blogs, that's also huge. You know, Associated Content is huge for me because, again, reflecting back on the fact that I graduated with a journalism degree, Associated Content is a website that I've utilized to post news articles. So definitely, I would say whatever business you're in, there's definitely going to be a main site that you can definitely work with their marketing department to begin posting free news articles. And that's huge. You know, when you talk about I'm just starting off in business, I don't have the $5,000 or $10,000 to throw out a marketing firm for a marketing retainer, well, you can begin to volunteer. You know, submit free articles, again, to your community newspapers. Submit free articles to your business-oriented newsletter. Submit free articles, do interviews, brand yourself by getting out there, you know, doing for free what you know in the long run will definitely benefit you financially because, again, it goes back to doing the trust factor for your business. So definitely whatever industry you're a part of, there's some type of weekly or monthly or bi-monthly or biannual magazine that comes out. Begin to reach out to their public relations team, their marketing teams. Because here's the thing, Thomas, people are begging for content. Right. You know, magazines, they're always looking for content. News stations, they're always looking for content. So what you have to spend your time doing is figuring out, okay, what can I write about or what subject can I speak to that will make a news entity, a newspaper, a magazine want to have me in their publication so that I'm further branding who I am and my business. That's huge. And as you know, anything that goes into print, normally it goes online. So, again, that's furthering your online reputation, your credibility, your imagery, which is huge when you start talking about building your identity, whether it's online, in print, or even just for your business.
Yeah, and a lot of those services, I say, are free. If you can get on a radio or you can get in a newspaper or an article, a magazine, I mean, that's huge, free advertisement.
It's huge. And, but you have to be willing to do the work. You know, you have to be willing to sit down and Google free community newsletters in Atlanta, you know, gospel magazines in Savannah. Wherever you are, you have to sit down and just begin researching, you know, entities that are next door, right next door to you, and figuring out, okay, you know, who can I network with? Or, you know what, if there's not a newsletter that speaks to your business specifically, you know, utilize services at Office Depot and build your own newsletter. It takes about $15 to, you know, print out, you know, 1,000 or so pages at your Office Max or your Office Depots or wherever. So put together a newsletter that talks about, you know, what you have to offer to the community. And the only thing that will, you know, make people want to pick up your newsletter or pick up the news article that you wrote is you saying something in that article that has never been said before. So, again, when you start talking about, you know, being able to utilize free magazines or building your image, best way to get out there is to begin brainstorming, look at your competition, look at what they're offering and say, what do I offer, what, you know, makes me different from them, and then that's what you promote. Because if you're saying the same thing that everybody else is saying, there's no real reason for anyone to pay attention to you. But if you're saying something differently and you're saying something that can impact your readers, that's definitely going to make you a main staple and that's going to make you an authority in that particular industry. And as you know, Thomas, once people view you as an authority on a particular topic, they will take your word as if it is gold and begin utilizing your services and patronizing your business from there.
Yes, and that's truly where you want to get to. You want to get where people think of you as an authority, an expert on a particular topic, or definitely the go-to biscuit person, the go-to chicken person, or whatever it happened to be. You need
exactly.
to be at the top of your game in this process. Okay, so now a business, again, trying to maybe help. And also we have a couple of people on the line that if they want to ask a question, I'm going to go to them in a little bit, see if they want to give any input here or ask a particular question. But
sure.
This economy, one of the things that this may be down your line, may not be, but, you know, a lot of people are saying that, you know, there's stimulus money for small businesses and what have you. Do you know of anything that you know, because a lot of, I mean, I don't know if they're getting taken, but, you know, people are putting a lot of information out there. What to go for, what not to go for. So they're sitting down talking to you, and one of the things come up is you know, Obama has some stimulus money for small businesses. How can we access that?
Well, definitely, I would say make sure that you're going to legitimate government sites. You're right. It's all over the place about the Obama stimulus money. You can, you know, go to Google and you can see ads pop up, you know, that say click here to learn more about your stimulus money. But I would not advise anyone to click on websites such as those. You definitely want to make sure that you are utilizing official government sites because there's so many schemes, there's so many scams out there that it's a little bit too risky just to start clicking on ads. I might pop up on your browser and, you know, and that says click here. You know, I know we're in a tough market and anything that says free money, we want to believe that, hey, there's some free money that can help me out. But oftentimes you want to do your due diligence because if you don't do your due diligence, you know, schemes like that can cost you more than you could ever make. So you need to definitely make sure that you're checking everything out, you're bringing phone calls to the Better Business Bureau, you're researching companies and businesses and making sure that they check out, making sure that they are who they say they are. You're definitely doing a background check on them. You're going to the Secretary of State site for your particular state, and you're checking them out. If a company says they're incorporated, go to the Secretary of State site for your state and check them out. See what, you know, the governing officials in your state, see what they're saying. You know, see what, again, their online reputation is. In an internet-savvy world that we're living in now, just like I'm encouraging businesses and professionals to build your online reputation, Google that particular organization, Google that particular site, and see what is their online reputation. Never be afraid to check out anything, you know, whether it's a service, whether it's, you know, anything regarding the government, definitely check it out. It's better to be safe than sorry.
There you go. I definitely agree with that. Because I know there's a lot of things out there, so we want to at least cover that particular topic.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to go to area code 678-402. If you have a question, you can go ahead, state your name. If not, just say you want to continue to listen.
Okay, I do have a question, actually. Hi, my name is Tiffany. And first, Ms. Tara, I wanted to say that you have been very informative. I've been taking some notes here, and you've actually provided a lot of information. I'm a small business owner, and there were a lot of tools and tips, you know, that I just really hadn't considered that you gave. And, you know, one in particular was about the website, which I didn't think would be very important for my market. But as you elaborated on how important the website is, I now see where that could be a great tool for me as well. So I thank you very much for the information that you have given.
Awesome.
And thank you. And I wanted to ask you, now, the last question, I didn't really get if you said whether or not there was any information out there that you knew of for stimulus money for small businesses.
Oh, definitely there is. Again, what I would recommend doing is going to Google. I say Google because that's huge, and typing in, you know, stimulus, Obama stimulus package, and then usually the first site that pops up is going to be a government site. So I would definitely advise you going through the government site to get the official information. It's key that you get the official information, and even IRS.gov. That's also another great resource when it comes to any type of government funding, any type of government money. They can definitely answer any questions that you may have. A lot of people shy away from going to IRS, but you should not do it. They're just not there for tax season. They're there to answer any questions as it relates to your business, free money that's available. And you know what, Tiffany, I want to thank you for bringing that back up because I do want to elaborate on something else. I was speaking to one of my clients earlier this week, and something else that's huge, Thomas, is I really want you know, potential clients and businesses and professionals out there to understand the power of their local library. Go to your local library and begin researching books that talk about free money available for small businesses, free money available for startup businesses. You know, these are books you don't have to buy. You can check it out. Most libraries will let you have the book for 30 days. You know, you can go there, sit in your library, take notes, read, do whatever you want to do. So, again, if money is an issue, okay, library cards are free. Go there, check out a book, and begin to research how I can get free money for my business from the government or even grants. And for, you know, businesses that, you know, they can thrive off of grant money, you know, you can even check out books on how to write a grant. So that's another a huge area that's critical to the small business. You know, right now banks are very stingy with the money that they're willing to give out, but you have got to come up with a plan so that your success in your business is not dependent solely upon the government, is not dependent solely upon the bank. Because you know what, Thomas? If you put the power of the success of your business in anyone else's hand, your business is never going to be successful as it can be.
That's correct.
You've got to take charge of that. You've got to make sure that you're covering your ends on every single side and that you're doing the best that you can do to make sure that you compete out there with the rest of those businesses, that you stay in business no matter what. Tiffany, I hope I answered your question. I know I went on, but I just get so excited when it, you know, comes to helping small businesses thrive.
Yes, you definitely did answer my question. Thank you very much. And I did get, again, a lot of good points. And I wanted, you know, before you go, if I can get that information again on your website that's coming up in July.
Sure. My website launches July 1st, Tara Carissa, TeraCarissa.com. I always have to spell out my first name because most people like to spell Tara, T-A-R-A, but my mama wanted to be creative, so she went T-E-R-A. So definitely my website, TeraCarissa.com. In the meantime, you can Google me. Yeah, I'm talking about Google tonight. You can Google me, and all of my pages will come up. My Twitter page, which is twitter.com/TaraCarissa. Also, my LinkedIn page, my MySpace page, my Facebook page. Definitely shoot me over emails. I get emails all day, every day from potential clients, clients I'll never meet, people I will never meet, even if you're in another state and you never become my client. You know, I still consider it a blessing to be able to impart some type of words of wisdom into your business on how you can continue to be successful.
Yeah, and thank you very much, Tiffany. Also, and I may just maybe make one quick comment, is I always try to tell people that, you know, the greatest plastic you have in your pocket is always your library card, okay?
Yes.
It's not your credit card. It's your library card. We also have area code 662-320. Would you like to ask the question? Identify yourself, please. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Would you like to ask Tara a question or make a comment?
I'm Tara's mother. I would like to say how impressed I am with her.
Yeah.
And all of the information that she has given everybody, and I know that she is putting the right thing first by being very forceful in the things that she's trying to explain to everybody. And I am really pleased with her, and knowing that she is out there giving it all that she can give, and I hope her continued success in whatever she's doing, and I know that she's going to be great.
Okay, see, y'all, I did not pay my mama to say that.
I was going to say that, that's a trust factor, though, okay?
Amen, it is.
That your mother take time out to come and listen, and she believes in you, so other people even say, hey, at least, you know, that's a trust factor.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Thomas.
But moving right along, we got another caller, 30696. Would you like to ask Tara a question or make a comment? Please state your name. Hello? I think they just put themselves on hold.
Hello?
Area code 630, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Thomas. This is Carla.
Oh, Carla. How you doing?
And well, I'm just really enjoying the conversation, listening to Tara and getting some great ideas about the web. So I didn't really want to have any questions or anything, but I did want to let you know that I am listening, and I'm really excited about some of the information that I received while I was listening.
Awesome, Carla. Thank you. Do you have a business of your own?
Yes, I do. I have HMG Consultants, which is motivational speaking and curriculum development, and I have Sydney Daniels Events, which is event planning and single social network marketing.
Awesome, awesome. And I know you're doing a great job, but the reason why I asked you what your business is because I just wanted to give you some free advice. That's just what I do. Definitely for your motivational speaking, one of the things I highly recommend is getting out there and volunteering with school districts. School districts are always looking for motivational speakers, and even if that's not your niche, that's a way to build a reputation where you then have city officials that will definitely recommend you to corporations, to ministries, to other not-for-profits, et cetera. So that's a huge market for motivational speakers.
Right. I work, and my focus is the K-12 population. I work at a university.
Awesome.
On working with young adults, some of the curriculum that I'm developing is for leadership and character education for young adults, for K-12 population. So, yeah, I'm really excited about the K-12 environment.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And that's huge.
I never thought about just going in and volunteering, so that is definitely a plus.
A lot of people shy away from volunteering, but volunteering will definitely build the trust factor that we're talking about and get you paid gigs further on down the road. I can't tell you how many times I volunteered for things starting out in 06, and, I was like, oh, God, when am I ever going to get paid for this? But when you start stacking and writing out everything that you volunteered for, that begins to build your experience, and people will pay for the experience that you have because, as you know, experience is something that you really can't put a dollar sign on. Also, I'm going to let you go, but thank you so very much for calling in. I also wanted to recommend also doing a volunteer work with ministries. A lot of ministries now, they're launching academies. You talk about the K-12, and again, they're always looking for, speakers to come in to speak to the parents, speak to the kids, whatever, it may be. So that's another huge market as well.
Oh, great, because I'm very involved with my church. I'm actually a ministry leader. So,
awesome.
Yeah. She's telling me what I already know, but it's her assignment. So now
yes,
I'm doing the right thing.
You are doing the right thing.
Right, so
yes,
you think like, oh, this is nothing's going to ever come from this. But when you really toil away and you just like, I'm really passionate about this. So this is just confirmation that I'm actually doing what I need to be doing.
Oh, yes. And your gift will make room for you. Yes, it will. So just continue to do what you're doing. Continue to build on your branding, your image, and you know, continue to get out there and volunteer. And all things are going to come together and work out for your good.
Thank you.
All right, Carla. Appreciate you coming on. Carla's also one of the hosts here on Think Big Radio.
Awesome.
She might be there actually evaluating and writing my resume or something, you know.
Okay.
No, but anyway, the thing is, one, you're a very, very good speaker.
Thank you.
And giving good information to individuals here, and I really appreciate that. And,
awesome.
I think one of the other things maybe just to kind of go out with or here is that, so if, we have to wrap all this up and we have to kind of give people, here are some maybe 3 to 5 major points you need to walk away from this interview with. How would you sum it up? What would you give to them?
Wow, integrity. Integrity is key to any business. We talked about it earlier, and I will continue to talk about it because integrity will make difference between limited success and everlasting success. You know, a lot of times we look at people and we see, you know, it looks like they're getting ahead, but they're not necessarily operating in excellence. They're not necessarily operating in integrity. And because you've got to reap what you sow, if you do not build the house right, when storms come, that house will fall. And so it is with business. If you do not implement proper strategies from the ground floor moving up, if you don't operate in excellence, if you don't operate in integrity, if you don't do what you say you are going to do, you are going to fall into the trap of that becoming a habit for you. Habits are hard to break, and then when your success is right there, when your big break is right there because you are habitually, you know, not good at following up on your word and doing what you said you're going to do, that will be the trap that you fall into that will keep you, you know, in a place you do not want your business to be. So I've got to speak to integrity. I can never speak, you know, to integrity too much. Secondly, well, I would definitely have to say, again, getting out there and networking. Networking is key. I don't care what type of business you're in. If people do not know that you exist, there is a problem. You know, you have to get out there and network, whether it's, you know, joining the local NAACP, whether it's, you know, reactivating your membership with your local sorority or getting a little bit more active in your church. Whatever it may be, you need to make sure that people are aware of who you are and what you do because they might not need your service, but they may know someone who does need your service. Finally, you know, I would definitely say, again, I cannot stress the importance of your online reputation. Thomas, you and I met online. We've never met in person. But here I am. I'm doing an interview all because of an online reputation that was built through a lot of the free networking sites that we talked about, your Facebook, your Twitter, your LinkedIn, your Zoom info, Manta.com. If it's free, there's no reason why you can't take the time to go on there, play around, and begin building your online profile. Because in this day and age, people go online, they Google your name, they Google your business name, and if they cannot find you, it's almost as if you don't exist. You know, I can't remember which credit card says it. It says, but, you know, we're everywhere you want to be. Well, you need to be everywhere a potential client is. They're online, they're on TV, they're on radio, they're here, they're there. So wherever a potential client is for you, you need to make a way to make sure that you're there as well.
That's correct. Very correct. One other thing that, you know, you said something that kind of sparked something in me, though, and that is that individuals, and I run into this a lot, individuals who are in business, trying to do whatever they want to do or whatever, but they seem to have this kind of excuse habit, or they don't, you know, why things are not working for them, or this, that, and the other. So, you know, sometimes people call on you, but then they give you all these excuses of why things don't work. I did this before, I did that before. How do you speak to a person in that frame of mind? What would you?
Well, you know what? I love Dr. Phil. And Dr. Phil, whenever he brings in a client, he says, how has that been working for you? So, you know, if a person is in that mind, you know, frame of mind, and you're right, you run into a lot of people who they have a lot of excuses. You ask them, how much money did that excuse make you last week? If you're happy with how much money that excuse made you last week, keep using that excuse. If not, that excuse is a hurdle that's preventing you from getting to your successful place. So you need to address the excuse. And you know, that's hard to do, Thomas, because oftentimes when we get to the root of an excuse, the real issue is not what we're blaming it on. The real issue is us. And, you know, I, without being too preachy, but I'm a preacher. That's just who I am. When people go to my website, they'll see that. I'm not only a CEO, but I'm also a prophetess. And one of the things is that the truth will set you free. So if there is something that you are creating an excuse about, you need to get to the root of why you are choosing to create that excuse. Are you involved in something that you're really not passionate about? You're just doing it because everybody else is doing it? Whatever the issue is, you need to address that so that you can stop creating hurdles that's preventing you from getting to where you want to be.
Very true, very true. We are at the end of our time, and I want to again thank Tara for gracing us with her appearance here. And I definitely like that thing about the integrity. The integrity is very, very high on the chart. You need to have an online presence. You must have an online presence. And you must network at every opportunity that you can get. This is Thomas Abdul-Salam. I'm your host here tonight. And again, please visit Tara at myspace.com/TaraCarissa. C-A-R-I-S-S-A. Correct? Excuse me?
Yes.
Please visit her there and Google her, and I will also Google you and try to connect with you on Facebook. I try to do more things on Facebook probably than I do anywhere else, but we will connect out there, okay?
Excellent. Well, thank you for having me, Thomas, and I look forward to your guests emailing me any questions they may have.
Thank you very much. You take good care.
You too. Bye-bye.